First public hearing is conditional use number 1950, Erling I. Rivera.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for parking of commercial tractor trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, and a parcel containing 9.59 acres more or less lying west of Route 516, also known as Concord Pond Road, and being 600 feet south of Route 525, also known as King Road, and being identified as tax map ID 2-31, map 12, parcel 152. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the survey, somewhat of a site plan showing a parking area for the purpose of display of the intent of the application. The applicant in the process of his application submitted a survey and a site plan with his application. The survey, as I said, depicts an area to be set aside for a parking area. There's also a reduced boundary for the limits of the conditional use, which appears to contain approximately 1.4 acres. Even though we advertised it to be the full parcel, we had two different surveys in the file. One showed the acreage and one showed the reduced area. So if the commission is favorable toward this application and makes a recommendation, you could, after a public hearing, probably give consideration to a reduction to that 1.4 acres since there is a legal description on that, on the drawing. This application was received after the applicant was given notice that the use was in violation of the zoning code. The letter was sent to the applicant on December 14th of 2011. Notices of violation were also sent on January 20th of 2012 and again on September 10th of 2012. And then we finally did get an application that's before us this evening. We did receive comments from DelDOT on February 8th of 2012. They commented a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service C for Concord Road will not change, or Concord Pond Road, excuse me, will not change as a result of the application. On February 16th, 2012, DelDOT provided additional comments in the form of a letter, which referenced that the department has since spoken with the applicant. Was advised that the applicant may want to have more than 10 trucks per day to and from the site, that a traffic impact study would be warranted if more than 400 vehicle trips are generated per day, whether that being 200 entering and 200 exiting, or 50 trips per hour. That their expectation is that both the maximum number of trucks that the applicant may want to park on the site and the maximum number of trucks that the county might find appropriate to this rural area are far lower than the DelDOT warrants. That if the county finds that the proposed use to be otherwise acceptable and can reach agreement with the applicant on the maximum number of truck trips per day and per hour that does not exceed DelDOT warrants, then the department recommends the county include those limits in their approval and proceed without a traffic impact study. I also received an email voicing opposition to the application from Clementine L. Allen Frazier, voicing strong opposition to the application and referencing that this area is mainly a residential neighborhood and that the noise of the tractors running all night disturbs the ability to sleep for those who reside here and need to go to work after a sleepless night. That even though the area is considered agriculture residential, there is no disturbance during sleeping hours from the agricultural task, and that refrigerated trucks are loud and disturbing. And gentlemen, that's all I have to date on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. Douglas Williams with G.W. Stevens, 104 East Pine Street, here on behalf of Mr. Rivera. I would imagine most of your questions are going to be directed towards him, but any of the DelDOT application or surveying aspects, I can feel free to ask.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, you have heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add before we start asking questions?
Anything you want to add to it?
No? All right, then. So we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, your name was Douglas Lloyd?
Williams.
Williams, yes, I'm sir. Sorry. Mr. Lang, do you want to make your announcement about if anyone comes up about signing the sheet?
Just, I think we have one up there.
Don't have one up there. Okay, just curious. I'm sorry. I was writing some notes and I got yours up. So the site is presently being used to park trucks, as evidenced by the email from the individual that indicated that there was noises, and from the violation that Mr. Rivera had received. So parking on the site, I rode by there yesterday. It's both tractors and trailers, correct?
Yep.
And there is some idling that occurs of the diesel engines?
Yeah.
Is that a necessary aspect?
I used to park just for parking. Just turn my truck on, build the air, and move it out. I don't got any unit running over there. Just use it for parking. So I got reefer trailer, yes, but all the time are empty.
Okay.
So picking up all this trailer on now. Companies, they loading is right there, but all the time, if you go there, I got a truck there, they are off. Mm-hmm. So they are empty.
Now, does your business that requires these trucks, do you contract with any one particular aspect of industry here in Sussex County, or you
no,
freelance?
I'm working just for Allen's, Emick, and Mayanair's. But all their trailer picking up and their plants coming all the time empty. And I'll run the truck here for, we say, 5 minutes, we're out.
Okay. So
I don't have nothing running over there.
So you're primarily servicing the poultry industry,
yes.
Parking the vehicles.
Yes.
There was a question, I guess this would be for you, sir, as far as DelDOT saying, what is the average daily trips that you expect this gentleman to make on and off the site?
I believe in our discussions initially, and we're talking last fall, I believe 10 to 12 a day is what your estimate was, as far as that would actually be a tractor coming in, either picking up a trailer or a tractor and trailer coming in, dropping a trailer.
So that would occur 10 to 12 times a day?
10 or 12 times a day. May have changed over.
Well, I got 10.
Okay.
10 right now, but normally I got my brother parking right there. He moved out his truck out. I got 6. Right now, there's 6 trucks.
Can I interrupt? What would be the maximum number of trucks you anticipate?
Well, when I asked the Dell Dock for 10, this moment I got 6.
Well, you said originally 10.
Right.
The Dell Dock says they've spoken to you since, and there may be more than 10.
He asked me that question when I called him first before he recommended hiring the engineer. He asked me how many I will have. I told him I will have 10 in the future, but right for this moment I got 6.
Why I asked that question, I think Mr. Smith was leading up to it, is that the commission can place a maximum number of vehicles and trailers that can be parked on that site. And if you say 10, they can restrict it to 10, and there won't be any more than 10 if it's approved. So the question we're asking is there going to be any more than 10?
Not in 10.
10's enough?
Yeah, 10 and off. No more than that.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Ryan, I just...
No, that's fine. Please. Does your business need to operate and have the trucks come in and out 7 days a week? Or?
Yes.
So you do 7 days a week. Are there any set times that you can limit your hours of operation to, such as dawn to dusk, or do you need to come in sometimes at 2 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night?
And we pull out normally in the night because it's the work it is like nighttime. Mm-hmm. But we come back and empty, like we don't have time, like 12 to 1 o'clock, sometimes 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We pull out at night.
Do you, sir, have other employees besides yourself and your brother, who I guess your brother's not really your employee. He's perhaps benefiting from your largesse, if you will, of owning this property. Yeah. So do you find that your facility, do you need the use of any dumpsters?
No.
Do you need the use of any sanitation facilities? Do you have porta potties, or do you have on-site well and septic?
No.
You've got quite a bit of acreage there. Have you done any testing of the soil to see if it would support on-site septic should your business grow?
Well, I don't test anything, but the rotor will be is right there when I start parking the trucks there, so I never had a problem there.
So I believe there was no house currently or no dwelling on the site, correct? There was at one point a older home on the dwelling, which may or may not have had an approved DENREC septic application, and I'm sure there's a well that went with it. That has since been demolished, the house has, but there may be remnants of it, hence the well. I don't think he's even thought of, at this point, of ever expanding past what he's currently doing, basically the 6 to 10 trucks or trailers. As far as looking at a depot or some type of dwelling or structure to support the operation, I think it's simply just the parking of the trailers right now.
Just the parking. So there would not be need of an office building, even if it were temporary, say like a fifth wheel trailer, something like that.
I don't think he's got anything like that.
And not no parking area for employees?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, sir, secure the site when you're not there? Do you have or do you need security lighting or fencing?
Well, I got a little fence right there, but no, I don't have anything.
You have a good deal of trust.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Is there any need of signage that would identify this as Mr. Rivera's parking area or Mr. Rivera LLC or something of that nature?
I don't believe he's interested in putting anything up. If it's something that's recommended or suggested by this body, that's definitely something he would consider, but I don't believe you've got any plans to install or advertise any type of sign.
So mainly the impetus behind him being here tonight is that one way or the other there was a violation on this site for not being in compliance, although it's serving the, according to his statement, it's serving the agriculture, the poultry industry. This is a commercial type operation occurring. Okay.
Correct.
So that's what's behind that.
Correct.
Yes. And is the one last question, is there any one or two particular routes that you use to get to the site every time? Like when you leave, do you always go south on Concord Road and then make a right on 20 and go over to the Royal Farms? Are you turning and going south on 20 and going down towards Hardscrabble?
Well, it all depends where I go. When I pick them out, they load from Mayanera, I take that tour right, Concord to Route 20, get left right there. That's the road I use.
So your main destinations then are at the actual processing plants, not the individual farms of the growers.
Where do you haul to, Earl, from the processing plants to Mid-Atlantic, East Coast, pretty much?
Yeah.
Normally day trips, or are they more than?
Day trips.
So
day trips.
Typically within 24 hour, once a trailer is dropped off, there may be individual trucks that pull these trailers. As I guess as needed with the call from his contractors, they will give him notice. He'll have a truck that's available, go grab a trailer, and go to the destination to retrieve the goods and deliver throughout the Mid-Atlantic,
yes.
I guess, for the most part.
And one last question. It's the statement of the applicant that there are no refrigerated unit trailers there that need a constant idling.
I think you said, correct me if I'm wrong, Earl, no trucks idling more than 5 minutes, enough to air up the brake systems on the trailers.
That's correct.
But you do have reefer systems.
Well, I do have, but no on over there.
No running.
No running.
No running.
I got it.
And if they are, there's no need for them to run.
Well, as they are empty.
They'll be empty.
They'll be empty.
That's definitely something we could consider.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Ross?
Do you have any, used tires? You have to change your tires and stuff like that? Used motor oil servicing? How do you handle all that?
When I bought that place where they got whole trailer, full it up, I clean it up, all that lad. And when I had to change tire, when I got one flat tire right there, but I don't do that much there.
So you don't have scrap tires lying around? And if we were to put a restriction on inoperable vehicles so that we don't have a truck that breaks down, gets old, laying there, you understand?
Yes.
To keep the place clean?
Right.
I think Mr. If there was if you had an older truck where the engine blew or something, you wouldn't have a problem with not keeping it there.
No.
What's the underlying zoning here, Mr. Blank?
That they are one and partially GR.
And partially GR?
There's a previous survey done that does show that zone in line, if you'd like to see it, Mr. Ross.
I'm wondering, are there other truck depots in the area?
No.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So am I correct in understanding that the vehicles are not serviced on this property?
That's correct.
So where would the reefers be cleaned?
Well, they clean it up. they clean it up in the plant right there.
They clean it up in the plant?
Yes.
Okay. So even though you may have an empty reefer on your property, it's not being cleaned on your property?
No.
And your trucks or the tractors are not being serviced on your property?
No.
So where do you take them to be serviced? For the oil change and...
Well, I got the Delmarva came right there in Dover. I got a German right here in Laurel. They do some service for me.
Okay. And did you understand what Mr. Lank was saying in terms of it appears as though only a part of the parcel is to be used for the trucks? Because am I correct, Mr. Lank?
There's some middle. There was two surveys. When we write the legal description, we write it for the whole 9 acres. Application said it was for that size parcel. When we get the survey and reviewed it, we find there's a drawing in there that showed a 1.4 acre set aside for the conditional use. So we can reduce the description, but it would have to be part of the motion to reduce it to a lesser area. And the 1.4 acre is actually bigger than the area that they have set aside for the parking area.
Right. I think that'd be a good compromise. I don't believe it's Mr. Rarick's intent to utilize the entire 9.587 acres to store trailers on, but simply right now to conform to the county's rules and regulations and basically get this 1.4 acres
on
record for being approved.
This is the back part of the property that we're talking about, correct?
No.
Front?
Up front, yes.
On the front part.
There's a dotted line across the rear that says limits of conditional use. And then there's a smaller line internally, about half of it, that shows the parking area that's already set aside.
Oh, okay.
So it could be reduced based on his own application documents.
Okay.
That would be to take a motion by the commission and their recommendation to council.
Right. So then the parking area is this part.
Yes. And just to give you some reference, here is the prior survey of the entire parcel. Give you an idea how far back the distance goes down that new sidelines.
Okay.
We're simply looking at an area right up in here.
Okay. Thank you.
John.
The road that is here, is that shared by other folks? The Apple Orchard Lane?
It's a private road.
It's
a private road.
I'm not quite sure from a survey standpoint if I actually got to the
bottom of actually where this thing was created, but I believe it serves was created as ingress egress for the parcel shown on here as Thompson. I don't believe immediately to the north, I don't believe any of those properties by deed or by title have access to the road. But it was created, and Mr. Link, I don't know if you know anything about the history of that road or where it came from.
No.
It just appeared on a prior survey to this with no reference. Of course, it was much larger tracts at one time, and I believe the intent was to provide access to the residual properties here in the back. But it's a private dirt lane is what it is right now.
I didn't know if there was, you know, if there was any right-of-ways that were attached to that lane or not.
It's, and that's where it gets interesting. It's actually described as an ingress egress right-of-way when it first appears, and it turns into on a, one of these surveys into Apple Orchard Lane. I'm not quite sure I've deciphered what happened, how it transposed from that ingress egress to Apple Orchard Lane, but
did that property come from the, one of the Hastings Estates in the Concord area?
It may have.
It's only 30-foot right-of-way, too. It's not a street, per se, as far as requiring, allowing for a subdivision of any further parcels without expansion of that right-of-way.
Okay.
It's only 30-foot. Right away, it's noted. It's not 50.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
Just to follow up on that, so none of these lands would not be landlocked if this, the I don't see Thompson on my thing. Is there, do they
correct.
Become landlocked if this
no.
lane goes away?
No. Nothing will be landlocked. They still, there's still a legal ingress egress, whether we want to call it Orchard, Apple Orchard Lane, or if it's just a simple ingress egress easement. Either way, that still exists, still relevant of whatever we use it for. So with nothing, nobody would be landlocked.
So they still need that.
They would
road.
Still have that access, and I think it'd be good. I'm not that dirt land on that side. You don't put any trailers
nothing.
Over, and that, you know, that could be one of the conditions of use
absolutely
to make
not.
Sure that the existing dirt roadway stays open and accessible to all parties who have got legal access to it.
Right. There's you keep mentioning tractor and trailer. Do they come as one, or is there a group
yeah.
of trailers and six trucks, or is there six
no,
trailers
all,
and six trucks?
Six trailers and six trucks all together all the
yeah,
time.
Come at the same time at some point.
At some point, trailers don't go by themselves.
Certain they do have to come at
well,
the same
but,
time
but
at
you
some
could,
point.
But you could own.
And they have to
could,
leave at the same time.
No, that's not
no,
true.
No, you could own a dozen reefers.
You could own 12 reefers
but
and
at
six
one point
trucks.
Or another, they're leaving as a tractor and a trailer.
But well, they can leave just as a tractor.
But I'm just worried about
tractor.
The parking.
Don't, however, think they will leave as just a trailer.
But it, so the parking, when you say the maximum number is 10, it would be 10 trucks and 10 trailers.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be, okay. No further questions.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. Earlier we discussed employees, which are basically drivers. If you have six now and intend to have six future trucks as a max, how many drivers are going to be driving those 10 vehicles? Basically, how many employees would you have? Because that was a question I was asking. I didn't hear a direct answer.
Well,
did you and your brother drive all those trucks?
No, I got four. I got four guys working.
Yeah. You and your brother and four others now, and you could have as many as. 10?
I got total.
10,
we
10
are
total.
We awesome. Are six all total.
Now you have six. You have two, you're you and your brother, plus four.
Yes.
If you have, now you, because you only have six trucks. But when you have 10 trucks, how many will you have?
Probably nine.
So you have 10?
Yeah.
Maximum?
Yes.
So the maximum number of drivers would be 10. See, two guys drive 10 trucks. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well. All right, then, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Okay, counsel?
No, my head hurts after.
No math questions?
Lawrence's question.
Can we get Mr. Williams' credentials, please?
Mr. Williams, you're here testifying, I assume, as an expert in some capacity. What are your credentials?
I am a licensed professional land surveyor in the state of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia.
Okay.
And manage the office for G.W. Stevenson Associates, managing partner with them, and oversee our Georgetown office.
Okay. That's all we need.
All right, gentlemen, if you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1950, Earl and I Rivera? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1950? Yes, sir. Come on up. Just come on up and give us your name and tell us what's on your mind.
My name is Edward Winder.
Yes, sir.
What was that again?
Edward Winder.
Thank you.
I own property on a corner of Alporzer Lane and Concord Farm Road.
Uh-huh.
And my tenant's been complaining, driving me crazy about the trucks coming in and out. I'm a truck driver myself, and I understand that you come and you leave at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and she's nervous and she's pregnant and she can't sleep. Then they got drivers parking beside her bedroom window, coming up with music and stuff and slamming doors and stuff, and I'm going to lose a tenant, so that's my main concern.
Okay. All right, sir. We'll take that under consideration. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.